12 years ago, Antonia Santiago had an unsettling experience.
I was 20 years old, and I had gone to bed. Everything was normal, and when I woke up, I couldn't feel the left side of my body, but just from my waist down.
It was weird and uncomfortable, but not painful, so she went to school.
I tried to continue with my day, but I just couldn't quite wake up, and I just was kind of going through the motions of my normal day, my routine, but I wasn't awake, if that makes sense. And so I ended up leaving school and going back home and sleeping for like another 7 hours, that just wasn't me.
She had multiple sclerosis, a disease that has many nonspecific symptoms, including numbness and fatigue.
There's loss of vision in one eye called optic neuritis, loss of strength in the legs or in an arm called myelitis. They can also present with excessive fatigue, difficulty walking called ataxia. And typically these events will last for at least 24 hours by strict definition.
Dr. Rebecca Romero is the director of the Multiple Sclerosis Clinic at UT Health San Antonio. She says because these symptoms can be caused by any number of things, MS often isn't diagnosed for a long time. Santiago was lucky. She was diagnosed within a few weeks of the onset of symptoms, and new research finds that may be one of the keys to eventually reversing damage caused by MS. Dr. Manzoor Bhatt, MS researcher and chair of the Department of Cellular and Integrative Physiology at UT Health San Antonio, has been working with mice, and he's found there is a period of time during which lost mobility can be restored. But beyond a certain point, it cannot be.
Essentially, our work says that there's a critical time window in which we must have functional recovery so that you can get better outcome. But if you wait too long, the neurons and their axons are too sick to recover, and you're not going to recover that function ever.
And some people may miss that window if they're not diagnosed in time, which is a problem because the symptoms of MS could be symptoms of other undiagnosed problems that many people, particularly those in rural areas, endure for years. Dr. Romero says misdiagnoses happen all the time.
And part of our mission as a comprehensive MS center is to spread that knowledge, whether it's within our medical students that rotate through our clinic, our neurology residents, and also we've given talks in other parts of Texas to speak about multiple sclerosis to family practice doctors. Oftentimes, they're the first people that will see these patients, so recognition is definitely key.
Santiago has lived with this disease for more than a decade. When she was diagnosed, she expected to be in a wheelchair full-time by now, but she is not. And research like Bhatt's tells her the longer she can keep moving, the more likely it is she'll be able to someday get some lost function back.
It's good. It's very good. I know the disease will do what it does. It's doing what it does right now while we're speaking, but I'm okay and I'm functional and I know how bad it can be.
And now that Bhatt has determined there is a window in which damage caused by MS can be reversed, his lab is working diligently to figure out exactly how that happens so a therapy can be developed.
I love research like that. I'm constantly picking my doctor's brain about what's new and what's upcoming. I'm just excited for all of it.
Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.